Lots going on at the Department of Agriculture. No one better to tell us about that than South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. And Commissioner, lots of things going on right off the bat. Of course, a 10-year anniversary is being celebrated right now.
Well, you know, that's right. And this is something that is very special to me. It is the 10-year anniversary of the Phillips Market Center, named for just a great agribusiness gentleman who meant a lot in South Carolina, and his company continues serving farmers through fertilizer and other things. But the T. Ashton Phillips Market Center has been sort of ground zero for a lot of great things that we've done over the past 10 years, not only industry, but a few birthday parties and weddings and everything. So right at that farmer's market, again, yeah, this month is special, thinking back on the night 10 years ago that we did that dedication.
Mm-hmm. You know, and folks look forward to the market bulletin every time, and getting ready for another great year there.
You're right about that. If that bulletin shows up a day late, our phones start ringing. So we've worked very hard with that. Eva Moore, who's our communications director, and Janice on staff, and Stephanie, who does the graphics work. They really have done a good job, I think, bringing it to a more modern look and feel, and a lot of growing users of it online and using the electronic version. So, yeah, the market bulletin's been around, I think, 108 years this
wow.
year. So, there's another anniversary for you.
It sure is. You know, I know you you call this time of year each year meeting season, and it, not so much this year, but it is training season, and we've got some training coming up.
Now, you're right about that. The produce safety rules and the other things that are part of the Food Safety Modernization Act are having a greater impact on our farmers in South Carolina. Our job is to communicate and educate them, you know, as much what they're not required to do as what they are required to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it is something that is a part of doing business now. So in February, I think 18th, there's some training going on. Probably at the farmer's market. Not even sure. Maybe it's online. I'm not sure how they're handling that one. But, again, just trying to educate before we regulate. That's always a mantra that we have in our consumer protection work.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. One of the things that I think that's so exciting that the department is involved with every year is the Chef Ambassadors, and you've got a new batch that you have rolled out, new batch of ambassadors for 2021. Tell us a little bit about what's taking place there.
Well, let me correct you. We rolled out the last year's group again with all of the things that were canceled for 2020. And not being able to use them as we normally would have with our five classes that we've had.
Mm-hmm.
So we're using our 2020 Chef Ambassadors for this next year as well. They're a great group. We did a nice event, I think, in the fall. Really got to know a lot of them better. We're going to use them again. This is a great project that we do with Park Recreation and Tourism on letting people see just how South Carolina farmers and their talents combined with the chefs around the state really bring a nice South Carolina cuisine to the table,
mm-hmm.
whether it's at home, at a restaurant, you name it. And again, the restaurants are part of what helps the tourism drive as well.
Tell us what is going on with Acre these days. I know that this is something that's near and dear to your heart, and you've got those entrepreneurs that are coming through there with their great ideas. What are some of the things that are going on with Acre these days?
Well, we're rolling into the next season of, I think, the applications were completed online over the latter part of the fall, so now the spring class, if you will, we'll get started, and that's another. We do a lot of things that have great collaboration, and we work with Clemson Extension in the Small Business Development Center, and then a group out of Aiken called Batson Consulting. And the combination of that, we're able to encourage and harness the energy and the enthusiasm of these entrepreneurs, help point them in the right direction, make them see early on that their project does, in fact, have potential, or if it's the other, that their project doesn't have potential, we want to help redirect them or give them some advice before, before they're too deep into it, let's say. But
right.
That's what the great part about this Entrepreneur Center is. I'm really pleased with how it's progressing along.
What other things is the department working on right now and things to keep an eye on?
Well, we'll turn to Washington. Keeping an eye on all the changes,
mm-hmm.
We do know that in December, a third round of CFAP assistance was passed. So we're going to work with the new personnel at USDA in Washington and in Columbia to help get that done as efficiently as possible. But also looking at some of the priorities coming out of USDA around climate change and those types of initiatives, what we want to do is find where those opportunities exist for South Carolina farmers, help them have a chance at them. With the things that are coming, we want to be there in the mix of it and make those available and known to South Carolina producers in the event there are some reasonable opportunities for them to earn some money
mm-hmm.
through these new climate-based initiatives. So we're going to take a close look at that. We're doing some things to see how we can better recruit agribusinesses for South Carolina that would use our products. So there are a lot of things always for the amount of cancellations. Seems like we always have a lot of things going on there in the department. And that's part of what makes it just exciting to think about the future of South Carolina agriculture.
Mm-hmm. Commissioner, anything else going on? Anything you'd like to add?
No, just that. We hope things, as this vaccine gets out, we'll get things returning to normal. We'll say that we are involved in the 1B category of vaccinations and trying to assess how we can help the health agencies get to the agricultural workers as efficiently as possible and help improve upon some of that. So those are some of the things we're doing behind the scenes that, as it unfolds, we'll make some announcements about that.
All right. Very good. Always a lot going on at the South Carolina Department of Agriculture. And as always, we appreciate the update from South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. I'm Mike Davis, and that's today's topic here on the Southern Farm Network.